Nice to see you all out tonight. It's a bigger crowd than I was expecting, but that's a good thing. We'll just open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his blood at Calvary and would ask for help tonight to share the message, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died to pay the debt of sin and the debt that we all owe. And just ask for help to explain it, to share it. And we pray that if there is anybody that's not saved here tonight, that do not know for sure that they are going to heaven, that tonight they would make it their priority, and that they would accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. So we just ask for help and thank you and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every time I go to preach or get up here, I find it difficult to express the need. I knew the need growing up because I was born and raised in the gospel hall. I grew up going to meetings like this. And it was instilled in me the necessity that you need to know your sins are forgiven. That you need to know that you're going to heaven. If you don't know that, you're going to hell. And that's not a great thing to hear. Nobody likes to hear bad news. It makes us sad. But part of the good news, you have to hear the bad news. But I'm not here to talk about that tonight. So we'll turn to Romans chapter 5. We'll start there. I don't have a real, I guess you could call it, great message tonight. And it might only be 10 minutes, but the Lord will give help. Romans chapter 5. Loud kid. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. I was thinking tonight, I wrote down some things. I thought, what's the point? What is the point of having these meetings, of a gospel meeting? And Romans chapter 5 came to mind, and I'll read that. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I'll read it again. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now that one man, from what I read, is Adam. Adam and Eve in the garden, they were created perfect. They walked and talked with God, and then, of course, they ate of that forbidden fruit. And that brought sin into the world. And that's been passed down through thousands of years down to us, and we're sinners. My little boy that was yelling there, he's a little sinner. And he's 8 and a half months old, and you can see that. I didn't have to teach him to be bad. I didn't have to teach him to throw fits. That's inherent in our nature. We are sinners. So if you ask, what's the point of this meeting tonight? Well, it's to tell you that you're a sinner. That doesn't feel great. I don't like it when people say, hey, you do bad things. Your work isn't very good. Sometimes Dale lets me know that. But you know what? That's when you hear that, that's to improve upon. And that's what this meeting is here tonight. For you to technically improve upon your soul. See, your soul, if you're not saved tonight, is heading to hell. And in this verse, death by sin. We all die, but there's a spiritual death. This chart's been up here. I've seen this chart. Again, there's an older rendition of this, but I've looked at this chart for 31 and a half years. It doesn't change. Not that this chart has the same authority as the Bible, but you can see here, we are born on this road, the broad road, sinners. And we're here tonight to tell you about this way to heaven. And we're all going along in this pillar of death. You may not see that pillar in your life, but it's real. And you can't see it from your seat, but there is a little leg sticking out right here. You might think you're way back here. I got lots of life to live. You could very well be this little person right here with their heel just over the line of death. You still have a chance. See, on this road, it leads to hell. And from there, the lake of fire. That was not created for humans. The Bible tells us that it is for the devil and his angels. But sin cannot be in heaven. And in this verse, we see that. Death by sin, and death, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Do you know your need tonight? The urgency of it? If you do, that's very good. If it kind of stirs you up, like, bad feeling. That feeling you get when you are told, hey, you did something wrong. I'd say that's good. It means you're thinking. You're thinking about your soul and eternity because it's very real. We can go day to day. I was talking to Daryl about, he was talking this morning in meeting. He mentioned me and him were looking at the stars. You know, we get so, I don't have my phone with me. We get so absorbed in our phones, in our work, in our lives. And you never take a moment to think about your soul. You know, that's the devil. I'm not saying the phone's the devil. It's not at all. It can be very addictive, and it is for me. But the devil brings things into our lives to distract us, to keep us occupied so we don't think about our souls. And if you're here tonight thinking about your soul and it feels tight, it feels not good to think about death and hell, don't ignore that. If God is speaking to you tonight, listen. I can remember times growing up feeling that and just wanting to get out. Just leave. And I did that. We had two ways out of our old hall that I grew up, and I ditched the preachers and went out the van, and I didn't want to see them. I didn't want to acknowledge it. Everybody does that. But that feeling, that uncomfortableness, just purely on that, would you not want that to go away? To know that you can very well be on this broad or this narrow road tonight and 110% be sure that you're going to be in heaven, that you will never, never encounter hell in the lake of fire. That's very possible. There doesn't need to be a waiting period. There doesn't need to be a probation period. Money paid, time spent thinking, right where you're sitting tonight. You could be saved. I was saved in my bed. Wasn't even in a meeting. There are no perfect conditions for salvation. Now, how do we know this is true? That's another thing that's come through mind. There's so many religions out there. So many different ways that people say, oh, you can get to heaven this way. Oh, no, if you do it this way. How do we know it's true? Oh, of course, I didn't write down the reference. Well, I'll just read it to you. Oh, I know where it is. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm pretty sure. 2 Timothy chapter 3, if I can find it. And verse 16. All scripture, the 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. This isn't a book that a bunch of guys, that good people put together. It's not what it is. This is inspired by God. Yes, it was written down by man, but this is the true word of God. I can tell you right now, I would not be up here if there was no depth or reality to this. I would not choose to come up here and be in front of you. I've gotten a little less nervous speaking in front of people over the years, but this is not my desire to be speaking. I'm very thankful that I can share the good news of salvation to you tonight. It's an honor to be saved, and to share that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Do you believe the word of God? I challenge you tonight, if it stirs you up, if it gives you a weird feeling when I talk about hell, I challenge you that you do believe in God. Because if you had no effect on that, if you didn't believe in God, that should mean nothing to you. It should just be words over your head. But you know what? If you feel that tonight, even if you don't, you should believe that God is real, that this is the true word of God, and that Jesus Christ was a real man. He was, is the Son of God and came to this earth. Hebrews chapter 11 is another verse I'd like to look at. You may say, all right, I'd like to be saved. I want to know peace. How? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, or must believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm going to read that again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Him meaning God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, that's another trouble that I have. Explaining faith. Faith is an invisible thing. Just like air. Air's actually probably easier to explain because you feel it. Somebody blows on you. You go outside. Any day here on the island, you can feel air. You can feel wind. But faith, what is it? You know, I really struggle to even explain that. But the typical thing is, did you even think about your chair? You just sat in it. Just right down. That's faith. You had faith in your chair. That same thing tonight is all that is required of God for you to be saved. God said, well, John 3 and 16, right there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whoever has faith in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's God's requirement. That's it. The only thing stopping you from going to hell is faith. Trust. You see, I trusted in other things before I was saved, just like you're doing. Maybe you trust in your job. You know, that's going to get me through life. I need to work. I need to have an income to provide for my family. That's good. You need to trust in being able to provide. Maybe you trust in your wife for comfort and your kids for enjoyment and to see your life progress. That's good. What are you trusting in for your soul? Do you trust that, okay, if I'm a good person, I'll get to heaven? Or if I come to church every now and then, I'll get to heaven? Or do you trust in a couple good religions and yeah, there's a few good prophets that live through the history, and if I just kind of follow them, maybe I'll get to heaven? You know, there's no depth in that. There's no truth. There's no solid rock to stand on to guarantee that you're going to be in heaven. That verse right there guarantees you eternity in heaven. Guarantees you from leaving this broad way here to going on the narrow way leading to heaven. Faith. Trust. And that's who we're preaching tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think he wanted to leave heaven, the Son of God, and come down here, live a perfect, spotless life, knowing the whole time that he would be treated so brutally. Nailed to a cross, hung up as a spectacle, spat on, laughed at, and still to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do you think that's just a regular good man? No. Only the Son of God could do that. Even if that was just a regular man, he couldn't pay for sins. There's been many, many Christians martyred for the gospel. None of them could pay for sins. Only the Lord Jesus could. So tonight, my message went off a little bit. Tonight, I just would urge you to think about the simplicity of the gospel, because it is. And I think, personally, I just make it more difficult. And that being said, the Holy Spirit needs to work in you. So if you have any desire tonight, any, like even just a, hey, I wonder if this is real, I would plead with you just to ask God. God, if this is real, show me. And I'm not telling you what to pray. Not at all. God knows you way better than any of us ever will. And if you're searching for salvation tonight, God wants to save you. This isn't a, I'm going to be over here, come find me. He's saying, hey, salvation, I want to give it to you. My Son died for you. Come, accept it. It's free. I was talking to the kids. I'm going to share this is for myself and for others that are saved. With the gospel, I've been not quiet on my faith, but definitely not a preacher, an evangelist. And something kind of struck me the other day. I was telling Daryl and Liddy about this. And the kids at youth group. Kent had a sale on screws. And if you've heard this story, don't laugh at me. We're building a house and Kent had a deal on screws, an insane deal on screws. Like I got 20,000 screws for like $200. Flooring screws, 3-inch, 3.5-inch deck screws, building screws, everything that I need. Crazy deal. You know what I did? Called up my friend Ben. Ben, they got a good sale on screws. Go to Kent and grab some. He did. Somebody else did. Called somebody else, told them. I have no problem telling somebody about a few dollars they could save here and there. What good is that? But I struggle to tell somebody how their life and their soul could be eternally saved. Go from death to life, from darkness to light, from sadness to joy. How sad is that, that I struggle? But you know what? Tonight, that is exactly what I'm trying to do. Because there is a way better deal than a bunch of screws and material that I can save for my house. A way more important transaction for you tonight. It's real. It's truth. It's from the Word of God. And if you are even remotely curious about your soul, maybe you don't want to talk to anybody tonight. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can have a conversation in your mind with God. I've had them many times. And that's exactly what happened the night I got saved. I never spoke out loud. I was in my bedroom alone. In my head, I was thinking about the word believe. I was saved reading a very similar verse to that, and I've told it many times. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that has faith in the Son hath everlasting life. I never said anything out loud. And I said, God, is that real? In my head, spoke to God. And you know what he said to me? Again, this is not a verbal transaction. My word is true. And this is my promise. God does not go back on his word. So tonight, I'm going to end. I'll be praying for you. That you would understand this. That God would show you the simplicity of it, and that you would be saved. May the Lord bless his word.